First question, just deliberately broad here. When you look at these numbers and where we are with the race now, what do you think?
Well, I mean, I think on one hand, these numbers are not a surprise. If you look at the numbers, basically what we see is what we've all been talking about. If you take into account the 4-point margin of error in the Gallup poll, you know, you've got a top tier of candidates that are running roughly, you know, more or less even. You've got Romney, Bachman, Perry, with Paul actually pretty close and in the hunt. And so what you see really is a race that's still pretty wide open, and certainly in terms of how the national audience is looking at it. And I think you have to take these with a huge grain of salt. And, you know, we can talk about that some more if you want. But, I mean, basically, it's early.
Right.
As the Gallup release itself, you know, takes pains to point out. They're careful about
it's
this.
It's early, and the way people look at this now, if they're looking at it at all, is very different from when you would actually have a Republican nominee and we're in the midst of a general election, right?
Right. No, that's exactly right. So, you know, I mean, I think right now what you see is a country that's unhappy with political leadership. Mm-hmm. And relying on partisan labels, really, to make, you know, to have a response to candidates when they see matchups.
Is it early enough, and does the fact that Ron Paul is sort of in the hunt, at least in this poll, does that give you an indication that maybe this poll really is about solely about President Obama and how unhappy people are with him?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that's absolutely the case. You know, there's a sense in which you know, Obama's numbers, if you look at another part of the Gallup side, if you look at their daily tracking polls, you know, really since the debt ceiling, you know, debate, his numbers have really gone down,
right.
And his, you know, his negatives have gone up, you know, but I think you also have to look at everybody's negatives in the political class have gone up and their approval numbers are down. So in a lot of ways, Obama is still running better as president than, you know, the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, Congress, the Senate.
Right. I guess it's interesting because, you know, a lot of the talk is centered around how bad the economy is. They tell us we're in a recovery, we're coming out of the recession, but you tell that to somebody who doesn't have a job and they're not going to believe you, or they know somebody who doesn't have a job right now, or you know, a lot of people who are underemployed, a lot of people in this state who work, you know, all those jobs that are being created, they have to work three of them to make ends meet.
Right.
So it's tough out there, and people just naturally blame those who are in power. So I wonder if there's anything to the suggestion that it doesn't matter who the Republican nominee is. If the economy is still perceived as bad, is there anything Obama can do to overcome it?
Well, I would say a couple things about that. First, in terms of, you know, people are responding to the economy. I think people are responding to the negative economy, but the severe dip in the political numbers across the board suggests that they're also responding to the media coverage of a lot of the debate over the economy, and again, specifically the political debate over the debt ceiling. I think it's hard to underestimate just how negative a taste that left in the public's mouth, near as I can tell. I mean, and this has already been obviously in the air. There's already been a lot of general dissatisfaction with government, and in particular with the people in government right now. Republican, Democrat, et cetera. Now you can go to the edges and sort out the more extreme or more, you know, intense partisan stuff and kind of, you know, the Democrat, you know, there's some Democrats that are always going to hate the Republicans.
Right.
There's some Republicans that are always going to hate Democrats.
Right.
But a lot of those more weakly associated sort of partisans are really having kind of a negative reaction to everything. And I think so there's that piece of it that I think is pretty